ladies and gentlemen. Good morning and welcome to the meeting of the Economic Development Select Committee on Economic Development. I trust and I hope that you had a good weekend. You are rested out. Those of you that were overseas in places like Angola and Australia and where else, Gauteng, Kimberley, welcome to the Republic of the Western Cape. And No. It's fine. It's not a problem.
This overseas
business of Gauteng,
is that over the
Afrika
mine water? What
are
you talking about?
but welcome, honorable members, Baba Gamede, honorable Nyambi, that has been overseas in Angola. Welcome back to South Africa. Honorable Padmingan, that has been over. To Australia. Welcome back to South Africa. I know it's been 2 weeks now. 2 weeks ago, I should say. Honorable Abrams, all the way from Gauteng, welcome.
Thank you.
To Cape Town, and Honorable Fonseca from Kimberley, what is that? Kimberley, not Canal, but it's Goldberg. Welcome to South Africa and to Cape Town.
Thank you.
Staff, PNG, I've seen some new faces. Can you just introduce yourself so that we know who we are talking about? Who we are talking to, so that we don't hear tomorrow an informed source that said that, or a reliable source that said that. Let me start with you.
Yeah, sure. Good morning. My name is Mike Selly. I'm from PNG.
My name is Alwyn Manuel, and I work with Diplicom Communications, and I'm representing the Engineering Council of South Africa.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Siki Walaza. I'm the new executive secretary to the chairperson.
The lady, we've seen you last in India. We don't know if you have a surname change or a name change. We're still the same.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Viraz Makubalo, committee section.
Thank you. Members, on Friday we've received notice that there's an extended cabinet lochutla, which are taking place today, starting today up until Thursday. All ministers, deputy ministers, and director generals, as well as the seniors, staff of departments has been summoned to this extended cabinet lochutla. So we've got an apology from the Department of Economic Development, the minister, the deputy minister, and the director general, as well as the senior officials, that they have to go, which they have sent out on Friday to us, that they have to go to the extended cabinet lochutla. The minister initially thought that it was only him that was supposed to be there, and he has assigned the deputy minister and the DG to attend our meeting. But then the presidency has then informed them that now everybody has to be at the extended cabinet lochutla, which is minister, deputy minister, as well as the director generals, as well as the deputy director generals. So, so unfortunately, the presidency and cabinet takes first precedence over these matters, and that's why they have forwarded the apology, and they've asked that we accept the apology. It's not been done deliberately for them not to attend or disrespect the meeting. So I put the apology, accept it. One more falling in.
Chairperson, I don't know why you're looking at me, but I suppose we haven't got a choice.
Seconded. Honorable Nyambi, Honorable Fandingan accept, Honorable Nyambi, Honorable Kamere second. So colleagues, we have then decided that we've got a backlog of minutes that we deal with this minute. This minute has been at the committee section. As we don't have a content advisor or a researcher in this committee, the minute is not edited. So you might find one or two grammar errors on this minute, but I think let's just dispose of this minute so that we don't sit 2 years down the line with unfinished business and minutes. And I go to minute of 14 February, Tuesday 14 February, 2012. That was briefing by the Department of Energy, SAUGA and ESCOM on the progress relating to the implementation of the Integrated National Electrification Program, the INEP program as we call it. Welcome, Honorable Mguni. Nice to see you walking in smiling.
And Honorable Mguni is adding to it,
huh? Is she adding to it? To the smile of Honorable Mguni.
Terminology.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the minutes of the 14th of Feb. Mr. Honorable Gamere? Made a move for the adoption. Seconded by? Mm-hmm. Seconded by Honorable Nyambi. I'm going you were not there that day. Yeah. So, the next set is the next set is the 6th of March. Consideration adoption of second term program, minutes and oversight report to Mpumalanga. Study to report to India and announcements. Honorable Nyambi second. Oh, I've got a phone there.
Yeah.
Honorable Nyambi.
Thanks, Chair. I can see that it's almost a reflection of what happened on that day. But even though we don't have numbers, the third one, after announcement, the last paragraph, saying the chairperson further announced that the committee had also received an invitation to attend the National Energy Integration Plan to be held in Johannesburg on the 29th to the 30th of March, but this trip, so there's something missing. So if we can correct that one, then I can move for that option, put the part that is meeting. I think they wanted to say, but this trip was not approved. Yeah, what is missing is it was not approved because the Indaba, the one that was held before this one, is talking about the electrification in Daba in Durban. I remember very well I attended this one, but the one in Joburg was not attended. So I suppose it was to reflect that, but this trip was not approved.
But what's that for the National Energy Integration Plan?
Thank you.
It's not the IMAX. It's the energy from up here. Which one did you attend?
What is it? The one in heaven.
I attended the one on the celestial. What happened this month? Last month was it? 39th?
No, it was March. I move for the top scene with that correction check.
Report the second paragraph. The committee members propose that the draft reports be put on the agenda of the next meeting for adoption to allow time for members to work on the recommendation. Okay, just members, just an SD. Well,
the member has moved for adoption.
Honourable members, 13th of March, it's a briefing by the Department of Mineral Resources on the 2012 State of the Nation Address Response. If I can remember, that's the one that the Minister was there. Honourable Nambi.
Honourable Chair, for consistency and maybe uniformity, I'm the only one in the minutes that where you don't have initials. In some of the minutes, I'm AJ. In the other one, I'm just Nyambi. So, let us be consistent. If I want to be Nyambi, let it be Nyambi. And if I'm going to be AJ, let it be AJ. But with that only correction, then I move for the adoption. Yes.
Okay, Honourable Sinclair, then I'll...
Underground
gas.
That is also half the sentence is a bit missing, because who with who the department was acting directly with the owner.
I remember the minister gave him someone asked a question, I think it was Honourable Sinclair, about this mine that the liquidated supposedly was
Aurora.
I
didn't mean to say so.
The minister then gave the
owners of Aurora.
And says that's the liquidator. department was interacting directly with the owners, liquidators, and the chamber of mines. The department was meeting with the liquidators at the liquidation process of 55 of the Aurora mine. Crossway or Aurora?
Aurora.
Okay. And then members want to know about fracking in the Karoo, about gas in the Guinea in the Free State, and about coal mining in the East Coast. You can just go back to your manager. That's what we should be asking. Honorable Muni?
Honorable Abram?
The last paragraph. In terms of the skills competency test, the department had achieved a low pass rate, but it was not the same as the level.
The response by the minister that should also be corrected. That last paragraph.
Can you say something? On page 5, the third paragraph. We then repeat those two sentences. The department was interacting. And then in terms of the skill problem, we must either delete it here because there's no direct response, or we must take it out in the previous page.
I think we should take it out in page 4. Take it out in page 4 because the minister was responding on page 5 to that, so we just take it out from
page 4. Also in terms of the skill competency test.
You must just not take out the fracking and the gas in the coal mining. But from the department's standards, you must then delete on page 4.
You see, that's why, colleagues, I was asking whether it's Grootvlei or Aurora she was referring to. Because if you look at page 5, she says the Grootvlei mine on the East Rand had, in a different case, as the biggest challenge was that the miners were the employees of the mine, which was in liquidation.
Okay.
Just before the last paragraph. Because I know that the Aurora mine that time, there was still the court case. Yeah, and I know that, if my memory serves me correct, she said that that case was still sub judice of the Aurora mines.
No, listen, we mustn't fall for that thing where the ministers say the case is not adjudicated. They must inform us of what's happening and that we know what is happening. We are, after all, the oversight over cabinet.
Well, you're right, but if a thing is before court, remember there's the sub judice rule.
Clear? No, you see, this function
computer, this one of copy and paste and such and so on, creates a lot of unfortunate incidents. You know. I think that there was a lot of that activity happening here. This large sentence here, the Groot Plain Mind, is supposed to go with the third paragraph. It's got nothing to do with the context of what was said there by the minister. The minister was responding to the Ramadana. Then they jump to the Groot Plain Mind. So that Groot Plain Mind, that sentence must go there
to
the third one. So that's different issue. And the two minds, Aurora and Groot Plain, that indicates there by the minister.
So we just remove the Groot Plein mine. On the East Rand, has been a different case, as the biggest challenge was that the miners were the employees of the mine which was in liquidation. It should go to paragraph 3. Okay.
Furthermore, the scrap metal exports were a challenge as gold was hidden in the exports. Is that the exports of scrap metal? How come I missed that in the conversation with the minister?
How come you missed it?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know why you missed it. You must tell us why you missed it. Where was your mind that time? The family went for a stroll in the garden because it was cold summer. Okay. Look, I had a...
Just to say, I had a meeting this morning again with the management of committee section, and we will be getting a content advisor starting the 1st of October. For this committee. Like I said, we didn't have a researcher, and that's why our man and a content advisor that looks after the editing as well as the grammar, everything of minutes, and we were stuck for a full, yeah. We were really stuck in that. Honorable Gamere?
Sure, but in the same page on page 5, that institution, it's written in a Council for Scientific and Industrial. I think it's Council for Geoscience.
Where
are you? It's from the second paragraph, second last paragraph. The minister indicated that the research and development through the Council for Scientific and Industrial, I don't think that's the correct institution. I think they work with the Council for Geoscience.
Okay. Remember, there was the issue also of the Groot Plein mines with the Zama Zamas. In that Groot Plein mine area. With the illegal miners and all that, and the mine just been left, the Groot Plein mine, people not been paid, and the mine has just been left as is. Honourable members, with that, corrections, can we get the mover then? Honourable Gamere moves, seconded by Honourable Sinclair and Honourable, is it A.J. Nyambi or just Nyambi? Honourable A.J. Nyambi, second. 24th of April. That was a strategic plan, energy. Where do you see this? Oh, your brother, George. Mr. J. M. Nguni, the Deputy Director General. The honourable member from? Okay, Honorable Nguni, move for adoption. Honorable Kamara, second. That's Mr. P.A. Nguni. The next step is the 8th of May. Another miracle happened there, Honorable Abrams. Welcome, Honorable Fallingen. We have to welcome you into the fold of the. But you know, did you get that? Did you get the letter from Mr. Gunda, from his party, to say that he's been discharged? And
it was ACT, Mr. J.
Was it ACT?
It was ACT.
Okay.
By the ID.
Maybe you never know.
On that point, page 3, 2.2, should we get documentation on the PICC?
But that is what we, that was supposed to have been the briefing today from the PICC.
Then I don't think the body.
Of what?
Of the minister that didn't turn
up. But it's been scheduled now on the 9th of October.
9th of October?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Honorable Kamere, move for adoption. Seconded by Honorable Sinclair.
I the chairperson is invited to the Min Mix now.
No, that was just a proposal that the minister has put there. We are not. He said that
yes, on page 5,
page 2, he said he informed the committee that when EDD provides a budget vote to the provinces and MINMECs, the chairpersons would be invited to have a platform to interact with the premiers and the MECs. On page 2, that was when the minister made the briefing. On page 5, Honorable Sinclair, where do you see?
If you say on the in the second paragraph, the minister emphasized that the chairpersons would be invited to Manmay.
Yeah, would be.
Now, the question that I've raised is, does that happen?
Nope. Us to follow them up on that. I wasn't clear about the invitation. Why not? We will do that. Okay, so it has been accepted for adoption. Tuesday, 14th of May. No, sorry, it's just a bit of a problem. I think, as Honorable Sinclair said, the cut and paste. The guy that has briefed the committee upon the DGG, he's not in attendance. So this is totally different, because I know that, for argument's sake, Mr. Lyons, we didn't do the this is not the INEP program that we've dealt with. This was part of the program 3 that was left out of the briefing. Yeah, but the doctor is not here. If you check your that was the doctor briefer from the INEP program. But the outstanding, it should then read by the Department of Energy on the INEP and the section, what is upon his thing now again, was it the hydrocarbons, program 3, electricity, nuclear, and clean energy. So, and then we should look at staff in attendance. The doctor is not here. Dr. Barnard and Mr. Apani is not even here. And who else was?
But all those are not in on Apani.
Yeah, these guys. But Apani is not even here, and the doctor. Normally on at the signature of the minutes, it's normally a space where the secretary and the chairperson should sign on this minute.
Yeah.
And that's not at the end.
The principle is that Adams is at the top of the list of presidents. So then the secretary should also be listed as
president. Yeah, staff in attendance. Okay. Honorable Kamere, move. Honorable Kamere, move. Seconded by Honorable Abrams. Okay. All the way from Gauteng.
All the way.
Colleagues, we now move to the 22nd of May. Department of Mineral Resources. The first is Dr. Ramoja. I see my INE was in and Berlingen was absent. Chairperson,
we must look at the attendance register. I couldn't have been absent for 4 meetings running. Where was I?
I don't know. Where were you?
I went into Australia at the moment.
No, but
I couldn't be at the 4 meetings running.
Honorable Abrams?
Can I make a proposal that we attach the actual attendance register after each minute?
Yeah, we can. I don't see it's a problem. Now, weren't you in Nambi somewhere?
Yes.
Weren't yourself and Fanlingan somewhere? Isn't this the time you went to England, Honorable Fanlingan?
No, on that day with Mina, I was attending the interviews of the Tenori TV.
Oh.
But I suggest that even though I support that we have to have the attendance register attached, but what Honorable Sinche is doing, I mean, if you are part of the meeting and you have, we are in order, you have your diary, it's simple for you to know without even making it our problem, because you can know on that day what was happening, what were you attending, because your diary will reflect that. So, like, in my case, I know what was happening on that day without even making it. So it happened that they've made a mistake, because it's possible that Van Dingen might have been part of the meeting, but if the, you can be part of the meeting and not even sign attendance register. That can be possible.
No.
But we have to be organized as members.
Because I only went to England on the 26th of May, and I came back on the 1st of June.
26th of May?
After our birthday.
Honorable Gamete is raising another very interesting one, of which is true. Because you have people that are always, some of those that can even be present on the register, but be absent at the meeting. Because you can get in and sign the register and get out. it's possible to have
that.
It's possible to have that. So that is why I'm saying, if we're in order and we have one thing, let's have both ways working for us.
So you say
it's only one person.
Two.
So
you say that the disease has spread.
No,
it's not from me, from others.
But not from Van Lingen, as far as I know.
All right, now we'll check the attendance register on the Van Lingen. Sister Grace, can you check the attendance register, please? And
Chairperson, we'll improve the attendance register. Once when it's done after, in a meeting before it closes, in Chairperson's must sign. So many people were present. It's not fair to other members.
Chairperson, there should actually be a limit of time if you actually sit in the meeting, unless it's an emergency, you've been called out for an emergency. But not just come and you play and off you go.
Well, that's all part of the parcel that they're looking at, that committee is looking at. There's a committee with the leave applications and absence and all that, they are looking at that. Mm.
Okay.
Colleagues, adoption was Honorable Gamede. Am I right? Or?
20%.
Mm.
Yeah.
And seconded by Honorable Mguni. Mr. B. Biengu. 29th of May?
Did you say that I was interested on the 24th of April because then the Auditor General was in my constituency? That I remember clearly. And then from the 29th of May again, because I departed on the 26th the day after the debate.
No, but we didn't have a meeting on the 24th of April. That was the 22nd. So it could be that the Auditor General was in your constituency on the 24th and you didn't attend the Tuesday because...
Sir, I'm talking about the 24th of April. Didn't the 24th of April we had a meeting?
No, but we're talking on May. But the Secretary will check the attendance register and correct if needs to be corrected. Honorable Nyambi?
Chair, we've agreed that she has raised a valid point that the Secretary has to look at that. And now we're looking at the minutes. we can't go back to that issue and open it. So once we have the attendance register, then some of the issues that are outstanding can be corrected. But now let's look at what is in front of us and allow those that are part of those meetings to discuss.
Okay, that's
resolution. I don't think we would have resolved on the first resolution. That the committee resolved that they should focus less on tourism and focus more on creation of sustainability. So tourism is the key.
I've just seen that tourism is one of the key jobs, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think there is a mistake there. We would have rather said should focus more on tourism for the creation of sustainable jobs.
Yeah,
I think that is what we meant there. Adoption. Honorable Abrams and Honorable Nguni moves for second. Thank you very much. The 5th of June. Was Honorable Gunda in this meeting? We didn't plan an overseas trip or something. Oh, okay. Honorable Van Lingen was absent again.
I was in the UK, I told you.
The 5th.
In the UK on the 29th.
The 5th of June. The 5th of June.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you remember. You were there, Maine was there. First on page 6, the second paragraph, it is in response to mud valve issue. Not mud valve. The mud valve, not mud valve. Page 6.
the second paragraph in response to its mid-vowel, yeah. V double A. No. Okay, Honorable Sinclair.
On page 7.
That is in connection with the Matupi and Kusili sites. Okay. It's a site from Eskom's part. So we just need to rectify that. Okay, Honorable Gamere has moved. For the rectification, Honorable Nyambi has seconded. AJ Nyambi. Members, the 7th of August. Honorable Van Lingen was present. She's back to the TA. And she's back from... from London. Just the committee room is wrong. Was E249.
That's on the previous minute. On the last page, we said the meeting adjourned at 18:10. The next meeting is scheduled on 19 June. And there's no meeting on 19 June, and then it comes on the 7th of August.
Oh, yeah. That's when it's... So the 19th June is still outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we deal with that at the next meeting. Just remember to bring it along, please. Thank you, Honorable Gamera.
For the last step.
The energy efficient instruments. Honorable Gamere moved. Honorable Nyambi seconds.
Honorable Maime
and okay. Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, we went on an oversight to the KwaZulu-Natal on the 21st to 24th of August. We got the apology of Honorable A.J. Nyambi, who was overseas in Angola, and of Honorable Elsa van Lingen, who was a Wapri tour to Australia, and Honorable Sinclair, who was on study leave, studying to be in South Africa. You were in study leave in South Africa. Okay. We met with some of the communities around there. Now, there's one outstanding issue of that is that we have to go back to... we have been requested by the municipality they put forward a request, KwaZulu-Natal, KwaBonambi community, which we have to go back. There was a bit of discrepancies with the mine and the communities. There's 33 million lying in the trust of that community. Now, the community can utilize that trust money or the mine, but they still need some clarity and interaction between the two of them. Now, this committee has been asked by the community and by the mine if we can act as type of facilitators regarding the money that's in the trust and the community, and how they can work, move closer together as well as with the municipality and the province. The community has reported to us that there's an access to job opportunities, the rollout of community developmental projects as required by the Mining Act, the signing of the non-order mining license for 20 years. That was what the mine had done without proper consultation of the community. Now, the mine is willing to talk, as well as the community are willing to sit around the table and talk. But as I've said, like they said, they would like the select committee to be present in that meeting to facilitate such a meeting between the mining house and the community. We have provisionally booked for the 18th of September to go back to KwaBonambi. If not the full committee, we will then send a delegation of the committee to go back to KwaBonambi. We will make the necessary application. And then while we're on that, also in terms of our schedule for the next quarter, I would really ask members to forward us. We scheduled oversight visit to the Northern Cape, which has been long outstanding. But I believe in that area they are burning down the schools now. Is that the area that you wanted us to go? Honourable Sinclair, is it not that area? We scheduled an oversight to the Northern Cape, which we said we will do. And that is from the 15th to the 19th of October. That is been set up for oversight. And then we've got, when is the annual report coming? Oh, the third term. Fourth term. So we'll do annual report in here. Okay, we can then start. Honourable Abrams?
Is the 18th September a day trip?
No, if it's approved, it won't be a day trip. I don't think it's possible that we can make it a day trip. But we're pushing either the 18th or the 20th of September, and we leave after the meeting with Trade and International Relations, the Wednesday. And we're there the Thursday, and we come back the Friday to the members go to their respective provinces. Let me see if I've got Honourable Sinclair.
Chair, I just want to pre-warn you that I think the application might not be successful because the 18th of September is questions to the Deputy President.
Yeah, that's why we in actual fact our application will be for the 20th of September, that we leave the Wednesday after our meeting with Trade and International Relations, is this our problem? Oh, we have not changed committees. Person who has invented cut and paste. You see, we've got a problem. If the questions to the governance cluster is also happening, then we won't, because that is on the 20th of September. We will have a problem then. on that day. Excuse me?
So that means it won't be taking place in this term?
Yeah, we will probably then have to...
I think the second parliament is going to the Northern Cape.
In the area?
That's next term. Because we're sitting with this problem also in my committee. Because we wanted to go there even for public hearings.
Mm.
And we thought we would request the public powers that be, that we be given a day during that week to do our oversight and public hearing somewhere as we want to go to province.
The taking parliament will be
in the R, and they will also, I think, Honourable Sinclair.
I'd say that the only problem is the one of the practicalities, you know, the distances. We're going to the R, and Upington it's about 350-400 km from there, and the mines is even further if we want to engage on those issues that we've raised. But if you can work out the program that our committee, maybe the people start in Kimberley and do that and then go to the R, then it might be practical.
Stephen,
may I just come in here?
Just put in your
mic and you are in. Are we talking about oversight before the Parliament to the people?
Look, I think the House chairs will probably do a preliminary visit with committees before taking Parliament to the people, as always. But this is our committee oversight we are talking about, the 15th till the 19th of October.
Or if the committee
feels that the preliminary meeting or preliminary committee visits will cover the areas that we will be doing, then we should re-look at our oversight the 15th till the 19th. Because there's also a cry and an appeal from communities in this side, Alexander Bay and all that, where we were, that we must come back to do a follow-up visit on those oversight that we had there. So how far is that from the mines? That is Johannesburg, Cape Town.
Okay, I think
if we can work out the in conjunction with Trade and International Relations on the 15th and 19th, Baba Kamer, where do you want to have the public hearings?
Kimberley or
Upington or?
We're going to get some suggestions from committee members, but we just identified the Northern Cape. Because prior, before that, we'll be going to other provinces. We've identified the rest of the provinces, Gauteng, Limpopo, Eastern Cape,
Mpumalanga,
Free State, that we wanted to say, we thought in that week. I think, in short, we must learn this thing of at least splitting members, otherwise we won't be able to do all this work. So both committees must just split 4-5 or whoever, 4-4 because someone is always not there. And then we just go to, we cover that province as much as possible.
Honourable Fellingham?
You see, with the oversight before the Parliament to the people, there was a proposal that we do that during the constituency period. But it's unfair. We can't do it during constituency period. We must do it in parliamentary time. We must just learn to plan better. So the possibility of doing oversight for the Parliament to the people could start on the 7th of October. That second week of October. And then there's It's about a month before we do Parliament to the people, or 3 weeks. I don't know if that's enough time for the ministers to pull themselves together, but that's the point. So, and that was the excuse, that if we go in the beginning of October, it might be too late to get the information to the ministers. So that's why they considered the constituency period to do the oversight in.
Thanks, Chair. I want to second what is being raised by Honourable Kamet, that if we want to be effective and a little bit efficient, let's consider splitting members of this committee. Like, if whether it's what is being said by Honourable Van Lingden or the other way around what has been said earlier on, when we take Parliament to Northern Cape, we'll have those that will be part of the broader session and have those that will be going to that part that was raised by Honourable. We'll find that we've covered almost everything, because if we find that we'll make an application to say the entire committee will be going to that place, then it might be a difficult situation and end up being impossible. And if you check what has been raised by Honourable Kamete about some of the provinces that have to be visited, it's possible for us to do almost all of them if we are able to split. And in 1 week, you might find that you have covered 2, 3, 4. But if we want to take the entire committee to one, then we don't have time, and it might make us to be in a difficult situation, and you might just do it for a compliance and not doing justice to the entire process. So that is why I'm saying rework a program that will make it possible that we split ourselves, and that can be possible, and it's part of being creative to do our work.
We'll have to resplit ourselves, colleagues. I'm also thinking about, even on that going to the Kwanambi and Richards Bay Minerals. I know that Honourable Nambi's committee, which I'm also a member on, are leaving on the 21st of September. Honourable Nambi?
Yeah.
And I know there's also CPA, which some of our members will also attend. Honourable Abrams or Van Lingen. You're not attending CPA. You are. Honourable Mkoni, huh? CPA. SAEU.
SAEU.
Okay. When is that? September. Okay. Honourable Gamera, I wonder if we can't just ask the Bonambi committee if we can maybe see them in October, resolve this matter in October. Otherwise, we should just then delegate yourself to attend to this matter. We can attend to this matter on the 13th of next week, 13th of September, because I don't see there's a plenary, and we can leave the 13th and do the thing the afternoon. There's a joint sitting, the 12th, Heritage Day. Thursday is questions to the President in the NA, and maybe after caucus take the 1:30 flight and deal with the matter the Friday, those that's available, and that Friday afternoon we can fly back to Cape Town. Maybe yourself, myself, and one or two other members.
Where is this to Cape
Town? KwaZulu-Natal, Richards Bay.
The only challenge, Chair, you recall that we had departments there, and they are committing on a date. So they are also going to choose either the 18th or the 19th, because there will be this side. So mineral resources will also be that side.
Mm.
So unless we hear from them on which date they are chosen. But they are to either choose the 18th or the 20th.
Well, you see, the best is what I'm thinking about, colleagues, because if you are not meeting your committee on the 19th, then after questions with the Deputy President, we can leave the third Tuesday and we deal with this matter on the 19th so that we can come back that morning of the 20th for questions with Cluster 3 governance. Is that still taking place, Honourable Fallinger?
That's what I know.
That still stands.
But I haven't got the program in front of me, so it's very difficult to see you. I can't go and fix it with you. So I'm a safety.
Well, it's here.
What is the date of your thing?
29th of August. So. What do you think, Honourable Kamer?
I think let us just get the correct dates, what's happening, then we can finalize it.
Oh, with the departments?
With the departments.
Just a correct, will you follow up with the departments? The dates. Either the 19th. Let's see then, maybe we can then take the whole committee. And for...
I want to check because there is this availability of the dates on when we are going to have constituency, People's Parliament Assembly. On the 18th. On a Tuesday. That's why if you finish, is there any other plenary that Tuesday?
That week, the Thursday.
The governance.
Mm-hmm.
So the 19th is available. It's not available.
The 19th is available on the Wednesday. Nothing on the Wednesday. Honorable. I think colleagues, just before I take Honorable Nyambi, I think the Secretariat and Honorable Kamere and myself can just look at that for the Kwabo Nyambi issue and do report with you within the course of the week. But that is very fine.
Chair, as if you have read my mind, I wanted to propose that let management conclude this issue of the final details of the program. Then relevant people are going to be consulted because we might end up coming with dates that are going to be impossible. And then some of us are going to be informed in due course and make the SR arrangement.
Colleagues, then I know this is not my domain. I haven't discussed it with my co-chair, but I think there's quite a lot of emphasis that's been put on small business and the growth of jobs in small business and the small business sector. Now, just talking to people in the Western Cape Chamber of Commerce and West Grow and to other small business or to other Chamber of Commerce, we should really, Honorable Gamera, see if the two committees can't push for and study tour to Malaysia or somewhere, because apparently that is where small business are really growing the economy and the sustainability of the small SMM, your SMMEs, your small business developments and focusing on job creation and economic growth in that sectors. Malaysia, they said Malaysia, Vietnam,
There was also another country that was mentioned in terms of the growth in Brazil in small business. Maybe we should schedule it for January then, next year. If needs be, we can take from Honorable Nyambi's committee's money as well, include pool it in. Also look at petitions there as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Chair. Quite a number of trips now happening now. The chairs will be going, I don't know when, chairs are supposed to be going. So if you shift it for January, then I don't see, if I'm speaking honestly, time. There's no space now after Honorable Nyambi's committee has gone. There's no space after that. The people who are not going to Manga already do want to go outside of the cut.
We can do oversight while you're doing Manga Home. Not a problem. Alone. Absolutely alone.
No, we can't allow
you
But I think we should really colleagues try and shift our focus and attention instead of being bogged down here with unnecessary, that we should really take our things to our oversight limit to the maximum. Honorable Nguni.
Yeah, Chairperson, you also planning to study Lesotho Salivuwako in Ghana and stuff like that. The committee is also planning to go and study Lesotho Salivuwa in Ghana. No, honestly, as a Chairperson, the Conservative Committee, we are also planning a trip to Ghana that time because of the traditional leadership that is vis-a-vis democracy issues.
No, it's fine, as long as you don't go and study the dialect between Sotho and Sepedi and Ghana, as you've done in France. That is fine then. Colleagues, are there any other burning issues, Honourable Sinclair?
Chair, I think just for our own sanity, we must just get clarity about the programs and so on, because it's very confusing, you know, all these issues that you don't understand. And of the opposition don't have the privilege of all these other outbound missions. We go to our constituencies and vote the next government, you know, so.
Okay. Honorable Van Abrams.
Thank you, sir.
Honorable Van Ingen.
So I thought that you said by the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry. The programs. No. I think I will have to check my colleague's time and then by tomorrow so that we can sit as management. I think tomorrow morning, can we meet tomorrow morning, Baba? 8:30?
No.
As management. We'll brief you during the course of Trade International Relations meeting. Honorable Nyambi?
I'm fine.
Honorable Gamere.
Even though I'll also say this tomorrow, just to thank the members for the oversight trip. I think we had one of the best oversight trips. I think we learned a lot from the real best ever since our first year in Parliament. The organization was good. Everything was up to date with all departments and decision makers. So our oversight was outcome based. I also want to thank staff for that, and also the participation of Honorable Abrams, really motivated us throughout the trip. Thank you.
Honorable Abrams took the role as whip on the trip.
It's leader, whip, and the whole. I just leaded the two chairpersons. Thank you very much. Yes, I also want to comment and say, yes, it was well organized. I think this was one of the best oversights because we had the departments there and we could interact and we could immediately give people the hope. But now what we need to do is we need to keep our promise of going back and fulfilling that hope, because you could see people's faces and so on. And we didn't have any disruptions, and it was excellent, because when you go out and have community meetings, you normally have people wanting to fight. It was nice, Honorable Khamere, going in your constituency. We also had the honor of going past our president's homestead, and it was a pleasure to see the next house for me being built. Excellent. Yeah, I think we really enjoyed ourselves, although it was lots and lots of traveling, and that was really tiresome. Yeah, you know, driving one day for 6 hours, that really killed me. Yeah, but anyway, I didn't want to tell you guys, otherwise you would have been pooped. Thank you.
I said it came part of the package. You've seen the rolling hills of KwaZulu-Natal. You were so impressed that I didn't even hear you complain. I just saw you taking pictures of the rolling hills. So. And staking your plot or your claim in Zumaville. So, Honorable Mguni?
Chair, I just had one comment, concern that I don't know if you can make a follow-up on the issue of Zamazamas in Welcome, because the situation is actually getting worse than better. Yes. Yeah, 3 kids have been raped so far by Zamazamas, and they are terrorizing the school close by. And I've talked to the police. They just go there once in a time, make sure you can see those people busy separating gold from whatever during the day. And the police are going there almost on a daily basis. So I think it needs a further clamp down by the police and probably the, I don't know, the communities. But it's now getting sort of out of hand because they are now terrorizing kids there.
Can you suggest that you call police, Manon and so forth, here or should we go there?
Yeah, probably to go there, actually look around the area and call actually probably communities as well, because they support business around those communities as well. There's one, the pusher that is there, and when the Zamazamas are in jail and like it doesn't operate, the owner says she loses. But if the Muslims are there, then it's working. So they support the business community there. So if you get the community as well, yeah, the community there also to be involved, I think it will be much better.
All right. members, now I think we need to follow up. Remember, we have still got a lot of follow-ups to do. We still got to follow up, if God spares us in next year, our Mpumalanga story. We still need to follow up. Provinces that we haven't been to is Gauteng, Western Cape. I think we haven't been to that 2 provinces and Northwest. That's the 3 provinces that we haven't been to. So we need to do that 3 provinces and then need to start focusing on our follow-ups, visits that we had prior to the other provinces. I also want to thank members again for the trip and also for the interactions, members, during our committee period in this time. But I think our focus should now shift from this boardrooms out to oversights. And I think what we've learned last week or the week before was on our oversight, we need to take departments with us. It's senseless we go there as a committee and just look around. We don't have all the problems, but we need from now on to take departments with us so that we can get commitments from departments, the interaction between departments and communities, municipalities, provinces, as well as the NCOP. And that is what our mandate is. We represent provincial interest in the national sphere of government so that we can give that and do that, because what I've picked up last week in terms of our deliberations, the week before, with the departments and specifically municipalities, is that there was no blame game. Everyone took the responsibility to say, no, we are faulted there. ESCOM said, no, look, we are faulted there. Municipality says, no, but we are waiting on ESCOM, and ESCOM could say no, but we didn't know that, and we didn't know this, but we will definitely put that into place. I think that's very important if we want to see a delivery in our areas, to bring that 3 spheres of government together, to work together. And this is the glue. The NCOP is the alkaline glue. They say, I know that Honorable Naledi Pando used to say in the second parliament that every member of the NCOP
is a glue brush. That was the word. A glue brush that needs to bring the three spheres of government and communities together. That is every member of the NCOP. And that is our work, and let's fulfill our work. Thank you to the Secretariat for the work that you guys are doing. We really appreciate that. And to all our friends that normally visit us, thank you very much, PMG, and what is that company, economic, what?
Engineering Council.
Engineering Council. To our assistant, Rio, Rio Kasi. Thank you very much, Rio Kasi. I don't know if the members can recall, was with us in India. And Rio Kasi did a sterling job as a committee secretary for us there. So Siki, welcome to the team. Honorable Abrams.
Sorry, Honorable Chairperson, before we conclude, I just wanted to know, are we going to have an evaluation of the protocol issues that we always have, so that we can, then the next trip, it was, that trip was very nice, but it was protocol issues, it wasn't it, here too. And I think we discussed it semi, but we need to fully discuss it, how we're going to handle it. Even when I left and I went back, I eventually could have stayed with you guys, because then there was problems in at the airport here. Thank you. Okay, we'll discuss, but we need a plan.
Look, I think when we do our report on this, on specifically on the trip, we should just set about aside about 30 to or 45 minutes to an hour, because basically we've got an idea how the report should look like, those that were on the trip, those that were not, could not participate, so those that were on the trip, you know, and then we'll discuss all those that has hindered us on that trip. Should be part of that report discussion. Otherwise, do we want a separate meeting for that?
Yes, thank you, sir. A separate meeting where all members can discuss it with the relevant staff members. It's not an issue of a specific trip. It's an issue where, since I've been here, that certain things happened and it's still happening. Thank you.
Honorable Gambi.
Chair, hey, with due respect, when you were rounding all of us, you wanted a confirmation of what was the purpose of today's meeting. We're dealing with the minutes. And the other challenge that we, at times, we create without being aware for the people who are taking minutes for us, is when, as members, we're starting to do a cut and paste of issues that we want to discuss without subjecting to you to process them as management formally so that they can be noted. Starting with what was raised by Honorable Mugoni. It's a very serious matter that needs an urgent agenda. But it's not an issue that you can just talk about it and leave it. And what is being raised now, these are serious issues. But we have to be very systematic in dealing with them, because these are issues that will come tomorrow and say, but you remember on that day when dealing with minutes, this issue is not reflecting what happened to it. And it's because how we're raising it. But if ever we're going to itemize those that we feel are important, and then it will make us to assist even those that are taking minutes. But now, I imagine myself being in that position, taking minutes, and we're just piling the issues, and they were not part of the plan, and in future we have to have a way of processing them. But it's correct for you to consider all our views before you can conclude the meeting, so that when we have time we can. But let's be systematic so that we can have more of a adherence to the procedure. Thanks.
Okay. No, I think you're right there, Honorable Nyambi, but also that we should take, you know, minutes to also reflect on, because we need to get back. Minutes is a decision of record keeping. It's a record keeping of decisions. So that we need to go back when we do reflect on our minutes of today, we need to see that are we giving attention to the Zama issues? Are we giving attention to Honorable Nyambi's issues regarding Angola and Dos Santos, where he wants to become the Minister of Foreign Affairs? Are we giving attention to the issues of Honorable Abrams? You know, those type of things. So we need to, you're right there, but we need to reflect on that. And you know, members, I think we should not just pass minutes just for the sake of minutes passing. We should really give detail and attention to it, because there's a lot of things that happened along the way that we don't afterwards we say that we can really pick up or we have slipped up on that thing. So with that, Honourable Fellinger.
We always talk about minutes that we must at least once a month pass minutes, but we don't. Here we sat again today passing minutes from February. And I know that once the minutes have been written, it must go to I don't know which person to sort it out. But let me tell you, that person that had to sort it out didn't do what had to be done anyway. So I'm really concerned that we sit with clogged up minutes that must be approved. It doesn't look good.
I agree with you. That's why I was saying from the start of the meeting that I've met with management this morning of committee section. And our content advisor, who will be responsible for the editing of the minutes, and who will be part of the meeting then, from starting the 1st of October. So I don't foresee that we will have a problem with minutes then after the 1st of October. It's just that the management said that, look, these are the people in all committees and researchers. This committee has not got even a researcher, which we've raised. We had to borrow the researcher from Honorable Kamede's committee to assist us in this regard. But I think from the 1st of October, things will start working in our favor. And we don't have to clock up minutes 6 months down the line. We can then, I would even go as far and say that every month we can pass the minutes for the month. Okay. Honorable members, with that, if there's nothing that will kill you before the end of tomorrow, or if there's nothing that you urgently want to tell me, this meeting then stands adjourned. Thank you very much.